Hey guys, my name is Belle Stevens, and I am a senior who studied abroad in Japan during the spring of 2024. It was my junior spring, and it was great. I went from January 29th to June 6th, so that's about 18 weeks, give or take. And today I'm going to be talking about my trip to Tokyo, which happened like a month after I arrived. For some context, my program is mostly made up of international students from all over the world. We had people from America, like that was a majority, but we also had people from South America and Europe and even other Asian countries. So it was really diverse population, and they all put us together in one dormitory. It was gender segregated, but yeah, that was a weird part. We had RAs, resident assistants, who were local Japanese students who were working on their English skills and wanting to go abroad at some point. So a lot of the students, like local Japanese students that I interacted with, primarily had great English skills because they were looking to study abroad. Like a lot of students who were in my classes were going abroad either the coming semester or the next year. And so that was really cool to like help them kind of prepare for life in America or life in Europe, wherever they were off to. But this trip to Tokyo was a plan that I had with four of my friends, two of which I was really close to by that point. One of them was a Finnish girl. The other was a Ukrainian girl who studied in Canada. The guy that came with us was Brazilian, and the Finnish girl's friend, who's also from Finland, came with us too. But I didn't really know her prior to this trip. But we decided to go to Tokyo for a 3-day weekend. We were given a Friday off. And so one of the big bonding experiences that international students do together is go clubbing, which happens all throughout the week. And the interesting thing about clubbing is that it is a all-night experience, right? Like the trains shut down from midnight to 5 a.m. So me and my peers would pregame, like drink before we go out at like 11, and then at midnight take the last train to wherever we were going to club, be there until 5 a.m. and catch the first train back to the dormitory. So we were like getting back when the sun was up. So, setting up this Tokyo trip, the Finnish girl, the Ukrainian girl, and the Brazilian guy all decide to go out clubbing the night before we leave for Tokyo. And they get obliterated. Like, they come home so wasted that our meeting time was supposed to be 10 a.m. We didn't actually leave to go to the local train station until noon. And the reason why we were so postponed is the Ukrainian girl was still drunk in her bed when we went to wake her up. So once we got her up and like got her bags packed and all of that, we were able to hit the road.
I'm sorry, you said you were in Kyoto.
Yeah,
well, okay, your school was in Kyoto?
We were actually in between Kyoto and Osaka. So it was this like more residential suburban city that we were in, a city, town that we were in. And we had to like go to our local train line, take it to Kyoto, and then pick up the Shinkansen, which is the bullet train, then to go to Tokyo.
Okay.
And we had a student discount. And the way that the student discount worked is we just go to the train booth, like ticket booth, and present our discount. And then we got a ticket. Not for like any reserved seats or like reserved train time. Like
standing.
We didn't have to stand. Like it's a 3-hour it's a 3-hour train ride. So like thankfully we found seats. but they were all so hungover that, like, yeah. I kind of had to, like, step in to be a little bit of a navigator, which worked out fine.
Yeah, it seems like a big ask still, like, when you're a little bit just kind of recovering from a long night. Right. Any sort of travel in that capacity seems to be, like, a tall order.
Just you wait, because that is the energy of this friend group. Like, the three of them were fiends for clubbing, and so Tokyo is really well known for their international clubbing scene.
Huge city.
Yeah. And so the first night we were there, we got to our Airbnb. I walked around with the other Finnish girl who didn't go clubbing, and we just walked around the local area while the others slept. And then around like 9, we went out to dinner and then came back and changed and got ready to go clubbing again. Wow. So they rallied. And I did too. I was excited. That was like my first real clubbing experience. Like the whole staying out late until the trains opened up again.
Yeah.
And that was, it was a blast. It was fantastic.
How does it compare to the U.S., you said?
I haven't been clubbing in the U.S. because I turned 21 the October before I went. And none of my friends were big drinkers, so therefore I wasn't a big drinker. Yeah.
Wow, like, so your first experience was international.
Yeah, my real experience. I mean, like, I've gone to, like, frat parties on campus, and they are quite different, quite different. But clubbing is loud. It's, like, bright. There's so many flashing lights. The music is pumping. Like, there's an expectation that, like, you get vodka Red Bulls because you need the caffeine, but you also need the alcohol. And so the first night was great, but then we woke up the next morning and we're like, we need to sightsee. We're in Tokyo, we have to, like, do all the big sights. But I'm not used to being, like, active when I'm hungover, so that was a little rough and my feet were kind of dragging. And I can't believe that my peers, like my friends, were, you know, going out, like, with me. And then we met up with some other friends who were in Tokyo and did the whole clubbing thing all over again. And this night was crazier because this was the last night that we had in Tokyo, and one of my friends, the Brazilian guy, this is important context.
Yes.
All three of them had partners back home at this point.
It's like they're in relationships.
They're in relationships.
Because I know we talked in class about, you know, how relationships get tested when you're abroad.
Yeah. They were all doing long distance with their partners.
Wow.
And they all went into this Tokyo trip with partners. When we got home, they all broke up with their partners. Yeah.
That says something about study abroad.
And,
you know,
they all in our Airbnb, like, were sleeping in the same bed at some point, either napping together or, like, resting. Like, they were getting close, like, all three of them. And so this final night was the night that, like, I could see these tensions playing out between all of them, and, like, I was even getting attention from the Brazilian guy, and I had, like, just met him, like, a week before we went on this trip together. And he was calling his girlfriend like crazy, leaving, like, voice memos, calling her, FaceTiming his friends. Like, even at one point, we were headed to the train station at, like, 4:45 in the morning, and he, like, hands me his phone, and I'm supposed to talk to his Brazilian friend. Her English was really good, but, like, she was like, this is behavior we had never ever seen from him. Like, he never drinks when he's home. Like, we don't know why he's behaving this way.
Spiraling.
Exactly.
Yeah, cry for help.
And it was that exact point of that you mentioned earlier of, like, relationships and, like, the way that you live your life is so tested by new experiences like that. Like, when you're exposed to a new type of lifestyle, you either go into it fully or you, like, revert back to your old self. And unfortunately, or fortunately, he, like, full dived into this type of energy. And the rest of, like, our time in Japan together, he was known for, like, downing at least 3 bottles of soju every time we went out together.
Soju. Yeah.
The soju epidemic is crazy.
Love their soju.
Yeah. So that Tokyo trip, I think, was great because I got to, like, do the more, like, social party side and also understand the consequences of doing that mixed with sightseeing. Because dragging my feet through Tokyo made me hate Tokyo. Like, I purposely did not go back to Tokyo, even though I had the opportunity to, like, later on in my semester, because I was like, I can't. I don't want to, like, I just, the bad vibes.
Yeah.
The bad vibes. And even the ride back on the bullet train, the Shinkansen, was awful. And I was so exhausted. And I had class the next morning. Like, it was just so torturous to a degree. Yeah. And at the same time, like, it made me realize that those people aren't my people. So eventually, yeah, I, like, phased out of that group, kind of started hanging out with other people. But unfortunately, we were in the same social circles, so I still had to interact with them. And there came a point where the Brazilian guy slept with both the Ukrainian and the Finnish girl and ended up being in an open relationship with the Finnish girl while he was pursuing other girls in our program. Yeah. And unfortunately, I was one of the girls that he, like, pursued the heaviest. Wow. And I was susceptible to his charm.
Yeah, a little some flattery.
Exactly. He and said the right things. Oh, it was great. I mean, I had never gotten attention. Must have been attractive. Yes,
he must have also been.
He also, you know, smelled good and played volleyball and just was tall, dark, and handsome. Yeah. And I liked the attention. Yeah. And so, like, we would sneak moments away from his, like, open relationship girlfriend, and then she would, like, you know, find us, not, like, in action, but, like, yeah, find him hitting on me and, like, reassure me that it was fine. But later, yeah, on, I found out that she was still really hurt by it. But, yeah, just because I was her close friend, that, like, I was different than all the other girls he was hitting on.
Yeah.
And so eventually I was like, no more of this. I'm done with him.
Yeah.
And I want to be a girl's girl and, right, not hurt her feelings every time her man hits on me and, right, I, like, right, reciprocate. So that Tokyo trip definitely taught me a lot about how I wanted the rest of my experience to go. Like, I still wanted to say yes to things,
right,
but I also knew that I needed to balance some self-care, some boundary setting, mm-hmm, some, you know, intentional trips rather than just go and let other people plan things, yeah, for me.
Like, what was your mindset like before you headed into the trip? Like, were you...
Oh, I was kinda, so excited!
Were you, like, looking for social interaction, more in, like, a romantic sense? Or were you just keeping your options open? Were you just kind of going in with the no expectations mindset? And then how did you, as a follow-up to that, how did you kind of, like, react to that whole situation, like, leaving? Like, did you feel like you left anything behind? Or was it just easy to kind of pick up your bags and head back home?
Yeah, I came in with no expectations. I don't really necessarily like Japanese men in the way that, like, Japanese dating is. Like, the, okay, man really takes a dominant, like, role, and I don't necessarily need that, mm-hmm, nor do I necessarily want that. And I was on Hinge. I was looking around.
Yeah.
But everyone is so, so secretive about who they are on dating apps that, like, it was really hard to find true connections because they don't even have their name. Like, sometimes they'll just use, like, a pseudonym.
Yeah.
And, like, not have any information except, like, a picture of their dog, a picture of their favorite temple, and then a picture of their face, but with a really, like, distorting, like, filter,
yeah,
on it.
Yeah.
And so I was
mysterious.
Like,
exactly. Everything's like a mystery, yeah.
So I went in with the expectation of, I'm not finding anyone. Like, yeah, if, I don't know.
Going a few cute dates here and there. But, like, nothing.
So I had no expectation for romance, and I was still, like, freshly out of, like, a situationship type of relationship while I was here during, like, the fall semester and J term. So I wasn't really looking for anything, but attention is attention. There comes a point where, yeah, I can say, like, no way to romance, but then kind of let it seep in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I definitely think that I just learned a lot about, like, how I want to be treated by others, and also, like, what I expect from friendships and, like, the boundaries between friendships and romance, like, intimate partners versus people that I just want to have fun with. Like,
yeah, kind of exploring that a little bit.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I want to keep saying yes and keep connecting with people and, like, having romantic experiences, but also, like, setting boundaries and, like, knowing what I want.
Yeah.
within the flexibility and like the freedom. So yeah, Japan was great in multiple ways, but I definitely think it taught a lot of interpersonal relationship skills and experiences. Yeah, that's my trip to Tokyo and all the consequences and dynamics that came after that. Thanks for listening.